The ozone layer is on a slow path to recovery, but substances which harm it are still being released into the atmosphere. New research has traced an alarming rise in one illegal ozone-depleting chemical, CFC-11, to mainland China. Scientists believe the spike in its detection is due to rogue factories in China ignoring the international rules. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Emissions of ozone-damaging CFC-11 are mysteriously rising, and a new report points a finger at the culprit.
We're seeing much bigger pollution episodes coming off of China.
Paul Crummell is one of the study's authors and a research group leader at CSIRO. He says CFC-11 emissions have increased globally by between 11,000 and 17,000 tonnes since 2012. His study traced much of that pollution to China using data from measurement stations in South Korea and Japan.
From this study, we can conclude that around 40 to 60% of those emissions are actually originating from the provinces around Beijing.
CFC-11 was used to put bubbles in plastic foams until it was banned under the 1987 Montreal Protocol, an international agreement to protect the ozone layer. Developed countries were given 9 years to stop using and producing the chemical, while developing nations had to phase it out by 2010. Paul Crummell believes some producers in China are flouting the agreement.
It does come out of old foams and materials like that. Over time, as it breaks down or the building is destroyed, the insulating foam can release CFC-11. But we think this is new production, mainly because we see this step change in emissions from 2013 onwards.
Last year, the Environmental Investigation Agency identified widespread use of CFC-11 by Chinese factories which make insulating foams. Ian Ray is an honorary professorial fellow in chemistry at the University of Melbourne and a former technical advisor to the Montreal Protocol.
In China, the central government isn't able to control a lot of what goes on in the country. This looks like a case of, you know, somebody started up a factory to make it and use it, even though China has signed up and has done the right thing, officially anyway, not making or using things like CFC-11.
The ozone layer is showing signs of recovery. Recent evidence predicts it could be on course to fully heal by 2060. Ian Ray is still hopeful that trend will continue.
It's a small increment on that progress, but it's a worrying one that it could happen like this when there's so much regulation and surveillance.
He hopes the new research will prompt action from China's government.
There have been suspicions for quite a long while that there was illegal activity in China, and the China government has acted to curtail it, but it seems to break out over and over again. So this will be another stimulus to the government, and there'll be pressure coming from the United Nations Environment Programme to, again, you know, get down to business and snuff out these illegal rogue operators.
That's Melbourne University's Professor Ian Ray, ending Eleanor Whitehead's report.